So let's. Last time we sort of left off in the Rishon, the Machlokas Rishonim, about whether the Terim for Borer is because of Derech Achila or Lav Derech Breira. And we saw the Rabbeinu Chananel say, imply because it's Derech Achila, he invokes the Gemara about Melechas Machsheves. Remember, we saw that Gemara in Be'ah before. The Gemara is talking about why for Shabbos Gemara Melechas is different from Eiser. The Gemara says, because Melechas Machsheves, also to our Rashi there said, it means Melechas Umnus. And Rabbeinu Chananel over there, Rabbeinu Chananel over here is invoking from there the idea that it's Derech Achila. We look at your Kavana. If your Kavana is for Achila, then it's okay. I think one thing that we began thinking about is that if you're going to say that the Heter is based off of Derech Achila, so then one application of this might be that it could be Mutter if it's Bikli, as long as that too is Derech Achila, meaning to say, not that what Rashi says, which is that anytime it's La'alter, if it's with a kli, it's mutter. You could use a sieve la'alter, that would still be aser, because when you use a sieve la'alter, it's still not derech achila. But if it's a kli, and the normal way that kli functions is part of achila process, and we'll see this is an idea that Rosh Shlomo Zalman considers, one very important application of this would be a tea bag, or the like, where certainly a tea bag is a classical boer kli, but it might be okay. Because it's something that you do while or immediately before eating. Because it's a sieve. That's what it is. It separates. There's a tarovis of water and tea leaves. You take it out. It separates with a kli. When you take out the, right, the way the I take out a tea bag is I pick it up and I let it, you know, sit there for a couple of seconds to so all the tea drips out. Then I throw it out. Now, everybody would agree you could take a spoon and remove the tea bag that way. Then you're not using a kli. But can you do it the way you do it during the week? At least if that's the way you do it during the week. But anyway,
I don't drink tea.
That's a good chumrah. It's a sigh from Bishul and sigh from Boer. Shouldn't even drink iced tea. I'll do regular tea. Okay. Don't cook during the week either, for sure not. Stay out of the kitchen.
My wife doesn't know.
Okay. So another possible ramification of this, and again, we'll also get back to it later, is that you might say that this heter of that terim, let's say, won't work for non-foods, maybe. In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan, we'll see it later, says that you can separate silverware for la'alter because the heterim of la'alter would work. So that's not so obvious. Because maybe derech achila means dafka achila. If it's not for achila, then it wouldn't be true. So these are some issues that we'll get back to. But the basic idea over here, that even a kli might be mutter, as long as we could define it as derech achila, is explicated, yeah.
Sorry, I missed the why would silverware not be derech achila?
Well, because you don't eat the silverware. It's not obvious. Let's say non-silverware.
Or like preparing a meal.
So maybe. That's a question. Could you extend that to the silverware? So possibly. Let's start with something that was totally non-food related. I don't know. Svarim. Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan also has that heter for svarim. Then it would be interesting to then say, if you're machmir for svarim, well, could derech achila include the silverware? Maybe it's only for food. So that would be an interesting question. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuvas HaRash that talks about drinking water through some type of filter. And seemingly, that would be Aser. It's Borer B'Kli. But the Rash says that it's Mutter. D'lo Shayach Borer U'Meshamer Ela B'Mesakein Ha'inyan Kodem Achila O'Shtiyah She'aroi L'Achila O'L'Shtiyah She'zeu Derech Melacha Aval him b'shash tia ma'akev v'sapsola shelo yikanes l'soch piv ein zeh me'ein melach o'mutter. And this is paskind in the Shulchan Aruch and Siftah Zayin. Now, maybe you will understand that this is a heter of what we're saying, that even though you're using a kli, since it's derech achila, I filter as I drink. So therefore, we see an application of this principle that derech achila, as long as we could define something as derech achila, it's mutter no matter what, and there's no need to consider any other factors. However, you could say, no, that even Tosfos would agree to this. And again, Tosfos held that the heter of Ocha from Solas is simply one of derech achila against the Ramban, and, sorry, is not, is because it's lav derech beira against the Ramban. Last time we saw the Ramban said that Ocha mitov Solas is mutter because it's derech achila. Therefore, it's always going to be Ocha mitov Solas, regardless of what's more or what's less. Tosfos said, no, Ocha mitov Solas is mutter because it's lav derech beira, and therefore, it's going to depend if there's more Ocha from Psolas versus more Psolas from Ocha. Now, it could be that even Tosos could agree to this idea of the Rosh, because, like he's saying, that when you do it, B'shashti Mamish, this is not Derech Melacha, it's Mamish Achila. In other words, to put it a little differently, the Heter of La'altar might be a Heter of Achila. La'altar might be very broadly defined, as we saw last time, and we'll elaborate this time. It might be the whole meal, it might be even the time preceding the meal. The Rosh wouldn't permit using a filter for the whole meal. The Rosh is talking about something else. The Rosh is saying that if it's mamish b'shas achila or shtia, so then that is in borer. That's not the heterim that are referred to in the Gemara, like Ocha from Psolas. Ocha from Psolas might be like Tosfos says, because it's lav derech beira. Ah, but the heter of mamish while you're drinking, so that could be a different type of heter. Just like Lamashal, the Ramban writes that Ochel, I'll give you an example. The Ramban said that the heter of Ochel from Solas is because of Derech Achila, right? The Ramban, at least the Bir Halacha, is Medai from the Ramban, that Miad Lepez, Mutter for the Ramban, even Psalms from Ochel. So according to the Ramban, you could take the bone out of the fish right before you eat the fish, right? So 1 second, how could that be? Didn't the Ramban tell us that Ochel from Solas is Derech Achila? The Heter is only Derech Achila, and Derech Achila is only Ochel from Solas. The answer is this is a different Heter. This is a Heter of Shas Achila Mamish. Now the Mishnah himself thinks that there's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rosh, because the Rosh is matir only mamish b'shashtia, and the Ramban is matir like immediately before shas achila, miad lepeh, but not mamish during the drinking. You could question that. We'll get to that a little bit later. But one way or the other, this category of kula, whether it's the Ramban's kula of miad lepeh to take souls from hochel, or the Rosh's kula to drink through a strainer, are not necessarily the regular heterim of miad, biad, ochel, mipsoles, but rather a different sort of heter of actual achila. So we're going to get back to that latter category in a moment. I brought that up just to clarify that these two types of heterim may be the same. You might have said that they both fall under the category of derech achila, or they might be two different types of heterim. Anyway, going back to the question from last time, so how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Tosfos, who says that the reason why ochel from Solas is mutter is because it's lav derech beira? Do we paskin like the Ramban, who says the reason why ochel from Solas is mutter is because it's derech achila? So we totally accept the Ramban's position. The sheet of Tosfos is not cited at all in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Hakdama, for example, to the Mishnah Brura, he states explicitly that if it's the reason why it's mutter, she'az lav derech breira hi, ela derech achila hi. And obviously the nafkamina is that since we pass them like Ramban, not like Tosfos, so it's always going to be ochel mitov psolas, whether that's the easier way to do it or whether that's the harder way to do it. The heter of ochel mitov psolas is always ochel psolas. And that's what the Mishnah Brura writes. Chazanish makes a similar point also. He writes, Achila hatmidit hiderech breira velo chayel aleha shem uvda v'amal malacha. V'af samuch l'suda lav bo rehu ela nitfa l'achilaso. In other words, what's very interesting in terms of the way we paskin, since we, on the one hand, we accept that the kula is because of Derech Achila, but we're willing to expand what Derech Achila is. Derech Achila doesn't just mean at the time of Achila, but even Samach L'Achila so is going to be Derech Achila. The Heter of L'Alter is because it's Derech Achila, but that could even be a half hour, an hour, 2 hours maybe before you eat if all that is begeder samach l'achila, it's nitva l'achilaso. And again, the details of what la'alter is practically we'll get to shortly, but we accept unequivocally la'halacha that the heter of la'alter, the heter of ochem tov soles, are because of derech achila. Okay. Yes?
Where's the Ramban about beyond mihavapet?
Yeah. And it's cited by the Bir Halacha. That's not his words. That's the. It's in Havamina of the Gemara, but you'll see.
Does the Chazanish disagree with them?
He does. When we get there, we'll talk about it. B'siyata Dishmaya. Now, so now let's talk about probably the most of the practical questions of Borer center around the question of what's considered a ta'aroves. What's considered shnei minim or min echad, and the main source where this is addressed is the Trumas Hadeshin. It's cited by the Beis Yosef. Certainly, you should see it inside if you haven't done so yet. And we'll read part of it inside in a moment. But the Trumas Hadeshin, who's dealing with the question of separating fish that are on a platter, so I'll just read you the Sheila. Of course, you could be medayik from the she'ela of the Tumas Hadeshin, and so far as they're made up, chatichos dagim unachos al keara mifurados zumizu kemoshu regilon haniach kach v'shabes k'shabal lechol mehen rotzel lechol miktzasan ulashayr miktzasan lasudacheres heyach yivor elu mielu shelo yavol idechi of boger. That's his question. Now, in addressing this, the Tumas Hadeshin raises two issues, two questions, and we're going to discuss both of these questions, but we're going to discuss them separately. One question is what's considered a tarofes. In other words, the Gemara, for example, says that it's shaykh borer for a, or it might be shaykh borer for a kalkala de peri. In other words, even though these are, I don't know exactly what type of fruits they are, but their fruits are relatively big. Even small fruits aren't that small. So a basket of fruits at shaykh borer, but it's obvious that there has to be a limit to that, right? Nobody's going to say, I imagine, that there's a taroves between this recorder, the paper towels, and the two computers. They're not mu'ravim, right? So, leaving aside muksa issues, if this phone was a psoles, I could take the psoles from the ochel, even though nobody would say that. So the question is, one question is, how do you define a taroves? We'll deal with that question in a second, actually. And the other issue that the Trumas Hadeshin deals with in answering this question about the fish platter is that there's only taroves, he's medayik from the Gemara, we'll see in a moment, that there's only a isser of borer when we're dealing with two minim. And therefore, anytime we could define something as one min, then it's going to be mutter. So again, the question is, how do you define one min versus two min? So we have two questions. One, number one, both, all the hard questions of Borer usually fall into one of these two questions, right? Number one, what's a taroves? Because there's only Borer if there's a taroves. And number two, what's considered two minim versus one min? Because there's only an Isser Borer when there's two minim. If the case of the fish would be a case where it's not a taroves, let's say because the pieces are so large and discrete, then it would be mutter. Or likewise, if it was one min, like you said, yeah, it's true, there's trout, there's flounder, and there's salmon, but it's fish, fish is fish. If we could say that all fish are one min, so then it would also be mutter, right? Both of those would say there's no borer. So those are the two questions that the Trumas Hadeshin addresses. Now, as I said, with respect to the second question, I'll just read how the The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel paskins this. Hayu lefanav shnei minei ochlin meuravin bar echad me'echad umeniach asheni kedei lechom yad. We talked about that extensively last time. Haga b'shnei minei dagim mikri shnei minei ochlin. So you need shnei minei ochlin to be chayav for boer, but two types of fish are considered shnei minei ochlin, and therefore vasar liver echad mechavero el biado kedei lechom yad achal v'shachtichas gedolos chol achas nikares v'nei atzma. Aval let's say it's all one min. I have various platter full of salmon. Some pieces are big, some are small. Let's say I want the big pieces are nice for company. Small pieces, so I'm having company for shalashinis. So I want to take out the big pieces for shalashinis when company's coming, and for lunch I'll eat all the broken pieces. That's okay. Gedolos v'ktanos lo mikri beira. V'avilo yishnei minim uvar mishnehem biachad gedolos v'ktanos ol hefach. Likewise, you have a mixture of, again, salmon and trout. You can't separate the salmon and trout, that's what we just said. But if you wanted to separate the big pieces of the salmon-trout mixture from the small pieces of salmon-trout mixture, that's of course okay. Ha'ol v'eino borer min echad mitoch chaveir. Good, that's the Truman Sadashan. Now, we'll see in a moment, the Truman Sadashan himself says, well, we'll get back there. So the Taz Sifkatan base disagrees. He says, mamish fakert. Surely there's an isser of borer b'min echad. Aye, but the two Mesodeshians were died from the Gemara, that the Gemara says Shnei Minim, right? The Gemara says Shnei Minei Ochlin. Shnei Minei Ochlin. Only two Minim of Ochlin. Mashmaf, there's one Min of Ochlin, it would be Mutter. Says the Taz Adirab, it's a Kavachomer. Even by Shnei Minim, it's Aser, Kavachomer, one Min. What do I mean to say? What is a much more tedious task? It's far more tedious to separate one Min than two Minim. Two minim, you might have thought, is mutter, because they're distinct, they're discreet, they're identifiable. But one min is much harder. So for sure there should be boer. Now, obviously we're talking about a case where you're makbid within one min, in other words. Where there's two things that would be classified as one min, but you're makbid. Like we said before, the big pieces of the fish from the small pieces of the fish for shalashidus, right? I'm makbid. Why am I makbid? Because I only want small pieces for lunch and I only want big pieces for shalashidus. So I'm makbid. It's one min. For sure it's one min. Just salmon. But, so if they're shayach borer for two minim, where they're more distinct, kavachomer, there should be shayach borer for one min, again, assuming I makbid, right? I'll read you the little bit from the lesson of the Taz. V'yesh l'tmoa al shehetik rama digdolos mitoch tanos lo mikri reira. V'kevan d'yesh kan chashas d'reizi yeslach v'nim d'o afil gdolos mitoch tanos rak ma shu rotsa lechol ata o sheyikach stam in abab yado laniach lesud acheres lo b'derech reira kenir alinias daiti. Right? So you can't separate the, maybe for in the salmon case, if you want to take the small pieces from the big pieces, because you can eat the small pieces for lunch, that would be okay. That's miyad and biyad and la'alter. But you couldn't certainly take, let's say, the big pieces away from the small pieces for shalshudas. So what are they arguing about? Not clear. What one possibility is that they're arguing about, and this is sounds like the way the Bir Halacha reads it, is goes back to the fundamental question that we actually talked about at the beginning, which is the malach of borer centered around the tikkun ha'ochel, or is it the ma'aseh brera per se? If you focus on the tikkun ha'ochel, so then you could argue that there's no significant tikkun if you have min echad. Right? Because it was all the same thing, and therefore it's not very significant. But the more you focus on the ma'aseh brera per se, so then the Taz makes sense. In other words, there is a more substantial or certainly onerous, difficult Maisa Breira when it comes to one min than two min. So the more you focus on the Maisa Breira as being the definition of the Yisr, the more likely you're going to conclude like the Taz. The more you focus on the Tikkun, the more likely you'll conclude like the Rama. How do we paskin? So we paskin like the Trumas Hadashen, like the Rama. We reject the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah says this in Sifkan Tazayin, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Vav, that there's no Yisr Breira as long as it's min echad. For example, last year we talked about this as one of the reasons why it might be mutter to be misanin as habetza b'misanin ashochardal, because we define that as one min, right? So that understanding of the heter was rooted in this Trumas Hadashen and this Rama. So having concluded that we paskin that as long as it's one min, it's mutter, we now have to figure out what's considered one min. So the Trumas Hadashen said that two types of fish are two minim. Why? They're both fish. Yeah, but they have different names. One's called flounder, one's called trout. And that's the psak of the Rama, as we saw. On the other hand, we also saw that the Trumas Hadashen and the Rama said that big pieces versus small pieces are considered min echad. Good. So those are two straightforward examples. Now, the Trumas Hadashen himself says, how do I know that fish are considered two minim? So this brings us back to last year and our Yaradeya discussion. And he invokes the Or Zarua in Maseches Avodah Zarah, which is in the sugya of Tarovos with respect to Yaradeya. And over there, we say that they're shnei minim. We know that the halacha is, with respect to Yaradeya, that min b'sheinu mino is treated differently than min b'mino. For example, min b'sheinu mino requires shishim, min b'mino generally requires only rov. And the Trumas Hadashen has a very interesting line. He says, well, if with respect to bittel, with respect to Yaradeya, it's considered two minim, kol shekein lahai milsa. So it sounds like what he's saying is that if with respect to Yaradeya it's two minim, so too with respect to Chol Shabbos it's two minim. Now, I don't think, certainly at least the way we paskin with respect to Yaradeya, that this will, well, let's say it this way. Will this really be true? For example, with respect to Yaradeya, there's the position we more or less accept is the Shach. The Shach says that even though generally, in theory, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Azlinan Basar Shma, and that if two minim have two different shemos, they're considered two minim. But when it comes to a tarovetz where there's a question of tam, and therefore the rule of tam kicker, this won't be true. In other words, two things that have the same shame, but two different tastes, will be usher. Why? Because l'maisa, tam kicker, I could taste the isser taste. It doesn't matter that they have the same shame. When is it that we follow shema? When there's no issue of tam kicker, like an isser mashahu or the like, then we'll say that the principle of isser mashahu is only said for a min b'mino, not min b'sheinu mino. So there we'll look at whether it has the same shame or a different shame, azlinan basar shema. But when it comes to a taroves with respect to tam, so we won't say that. So, now we have a question. Do we accept what this Trumas Hadashen says when he says that any that if l'inyan Yaradeya they're considered shnei minim, kol shekein l'inyan Hilchos Shabbos? Right? Now, if that's true, so that would mean that any time two different things have two different tastes, even though they have the same shame, they will be considered two minim with respect to Dinei Borer. Because they would be considered two minim with respect to Hilchos Yaradeya. So the Prima Gadim addresses this. This is Eishel Avram and Sifkat and Hay and Vav and Yates. And he's really, Hay is very long. It's like Vav through Yates and Hay. Anyway, so, but basically he says, his conclusion is that anything that is a different shame or a different tam is considered shnei minim, right? So he really takes this Trumas Hadashen at its word. So according to this, I don't know, let's say grapes and raisins, so that would certainly be truminim. In that case, both are different in the taste, and they have different names, right? What about different types of cakes or cookies? They're all called cookies, but they're different tastes, right? One is, I have a mixture of cookies. Some are the chocolate chip cookies, and some are sugar cookies. Sometimes they all taste the same anyway. But let's assume they don't. Let's assume that the chocolate chip cookies and the chocolate cookies and the sprinkle cookies are all different in taste. Not just the way they look. So then, even though they're all cookies, I don't think they're, one of the issues we dealt with the other day, and here it's also as well, is how do you deal with the shame levi, right? Is it a cookie? They're all cookies. Or one's a chocolate chip cookie, and one's a sugar cookie, and one's a sprinkle cookie. Let's even assume, though, that all cookies are cookies. In other words, they're all, which is, I think, what the Truman Sadash is assuming. So, right, just like you say, a big piece of fish versus a little piece of fish, but still, it's all fish, it's all one min. So, even though with respect to shame, let's say all these cookies would be the same, but if you followed the position of the prima godim, and they really taste different, so they would be considered two minim. So you wouldn't be able to, let's say, I have a mixture of all these cookies and I want to separate them for later. I want to separate shalosh shudas, I only want to serve the chocolate chip cookies. So I couldn't separate the chocolate chip cookies from the sprinkle cookies. Can I remove the black jelly beans? We'll get there. The black jelly beans from a bowl of the jelly beans. So again, according to Taz, there's nothing to talk about. That's like the worst type of bowware, right, to take out the black jelly beans. According to Trumas Hadashen, so I would have thought it's okay. They're all one min, they're all jelly beans. But if you hold like this prima godim, that we follow taste, so everybody knows the black ones taste, much worse than all the other ones, so maybe it would be aser. We'll get into some more practical details later. But it's clear, I think, that from some of the other things that the prima godim is going to say, is that even he would agree that subtle distinctions in taste are going to be okay, which, of course, yields one of the many confusions of Hilchos Bover, subtle distinctions of taste, dramatic distinctions of taste. I think many cookies, even though they're different style cookies, they're very subtle in their taste difference. Not that you can't taste it. You can probably tell the difference between a sprinkle cookie and a chocolate chip cookie in a blindfold, but it's an interesting question. Is that going to be enough? So we're going to get back to that. As I said, the laws of Boer are among the most difficult to apply, even once you know the Hagdaros. Shnei minim is mutter, one min is aser, tam is... But applying that to the real world is very challenging. Okay, but before we get there, what about a difference in usage, purpose? So the Maril, and it's quoted by that Taz in Sifkat and Beis, says that you can't separate like crumbs of matzah from matzah meal. Meaning to say, imagine you took some matzah before Yantif or Shabbos, whatever it is, and you ground it up into matzah meal, but it's not a perfect grinding, so there's some pieces left and some flour left. So the Taz quotes this Maharil as being machmir. So being machmir, the Taz says, it's a raya for what I said. Because what do we have over here? One min, matzah, and big pieces and little pieces, and still it's aser. Okay, so what are we going to say? We reject the Taz. So does that mean we should reject the Maril as well? So the Prima Gadim, Mishpat Sozav, Sifkat and Beis, says, no, we don't have to reject the Maril. We'll say that functionality also causes something to be considered Shnei Minim. So you can use matzah meal to make knedlach, and you can't use little pieces of matzah to make knedlach. And therefore, in this case, even though we really are talking about big pieces versus little pieces, but since functionally they're different, so therefore it's Shnei Minim and it's Aser. Okay, so if we conclude from here that different functionalities causes something to be considered Shnei Minim. So an interesting question. So the Shmir Shabbos, for example, accepts this idea. And if you look in Per Gimel, Sif Chav Zayin, he talks about this with respect to, a bowl versus a plate, or big safety pins versus little safety pins, where they have a different function. Big safety pins are used for, one thing, connecting your mittens to your sleeves, and little safety pins are used for different things. Silverware, there's forks and knives, big day Shabbos versus big day Chol, all sorts of these things that, even though they're all clothing, they're all safety pins, whatever it is, but, and the difference is only big versus small, right? But since they have a different use, so then there's Shnei Minim. Let's say again, weekday clothing versus Shabbos clothing. So, assuming, you're not going to wear your weekday clothing on Shabbos and your Shabbos clothing during the week, you have a firm division between them. Not everybody has that, but if you did, so then they're functionally different. They're all shirts, right? That could make it considered Shnei Minim. Now, does that mean that you can't separate, let's say, fish forks from regular forks, right? Do we say, the Truma Sadeshin is Mako for big versus little? What's the difference between a big fish fork and a regular fork? Big versus little. So it should be Motor for the Truma Sadeshin. Or do we say, no, according to Prima Gadim, since functionality makes something considered two minim, so they have two different functions. One is for eating the main course, and one's eating for the fish course. So, Rav Yoshev says, and I alluded to this before, that even according to Prima Gadim, insignificant differences of function don't constitute Borer. You could argue that the functionality of the two forks is nearly identical. It's a matter of convention. That's why, for example, I use, right, when we run out of big forks, we use little forks, right? Just this Shabbos, right? We were setting the table Shabbos morning, so we didn't have enough big forks left over, so we used little forks, even though there wasn't a fish course, right? Half the people got big forks, half the people got little forks. Nobody complained too much, as far as I know, right? Fork's a fork. Now, there is this,
serving fork versus...
Right. I'm not talking about serving fork versus regular fork. You probably wouldn't use a serving fork if you didn't have a regular fork. You would wash the regular fork. But when it comes to big forks versus little forks, you probably would just use the little fork and not bother washing the big fork. So that's where Rav Yashiv says, and a little bit chipping away at the Prima Gadim. Now, Rav Yashiv says, based off of this, and this is quoted in Ayil Meshulash, which has a lot of very, very great psakim, Aaron and Gavin, it has Haskama. So it quotes from Rav Yashiv and Rav Karelitz that, let's say you have broken matzahs versus shlemos. There's a very common issue on Pesach. You take out your box of handmade shmur matzah, which is supposed to be all shlemos, and lo and behold, it's 30% shlemos. So we have an issue of boer, possibly. We'll talk about if it's a pile, what to do about that. There might be more room for leniency. But let's say it's not. So they say, they're makel. This is big and small. Hi, but functionally they're very different. One is functional for Lacha Mishnah, right? And one is for like the rest of the meal. So I think that the way Rav Elyashiv is looking at it is he says, no, what's the function of matzah? Eating. Don't be such a halachic man, right? Matzah's for eating. And it's true that, one you could use for Lacha Mishnah and one you can't. Lemais, it serves the same function. The difference between them is so subtle. There is a difference. That's why you're taka doing the boer, because you want to, let's even say you want to put away the broken ones for later, because you want the shlemos now. It's psalos from ochel. No, it's still okay. They're both matzah. They're just big pieces versus little pieces. So it turns out, I finally don't have to dacha you, that there are those that are machmir on the shayla. Rosh Hashanah Zalman is quoted as being Machmir. And he is saying, again, I don't know, it's hard to know how much of this Machlokas is really a real Machlokas, or they just looked at it differently. In other words, as Rishon Zalman saying, no, we have to accept the Prima Gadda and more Kipshuta, and these are different functions. Or he's saying, no, you know, the way people look at Shvarim and Shlemos, Shlemim for Matzah, such that that really we should consider them two minim. As we'll see shortly, we'll talk about the kula that the Mishnah Berurah has for piles. Usually, you could avoid this shaila anyway. Now, as I said before, small and insignificant distinctions certainly do not make something shnei minim. If they did, then you basically be holding like the Taz, right? The whole heter of min achad is saying that if there's a distinction that's not so significant, so then it's not, that doesn't make it considered shnei minim. It's still considered min echad. So let's consider some examples. So we'll take some examples from the Ayil Meshulash, some practical examples of this. So fresh bread versus less fresh bread. Now, you could eat both. If one bread is stale and it's only edible, b'shas, you know, al-yedei hadchak, then that would be considered two minim. But you have like chves, the challah from Friday. You're printing out the slice, the extra over for shalosh shittos. You have the cut up pieces from Friday night, which are a little more stale, and the cut up pieces from Shabbos lunch, which are a little less stale. They're mixed together. That's min achad. Or let's say you have fruits, and some fruits, grapes or apples or the like, some are a little harder, they're firmer, some are a little softer. Again, they're both perfectly good. We're not talking about like, you know, half spoiled fruits versus good fruits. We're talking about grade A versus a grade B. Meaning to say, you know, some people like only very hard fruits or the like. But you eat them both. They're both fruits. Ah, that's min achad. You could separate that. Or you have your chicken. Some pieces are more well done and some are a little more rare. Some are a little more burnt. Some are a little... So that's also... You could separate those. Not for la'altar. That would be okay. All those cases are min echad. Now, an important question that we're going to discuss a little more in 1 minute is, do we follow Rov B'nai Adam here? What about if I'm a mefunek? Most people, hard fruit versus fruit that's a little bit softer, they'll eat both. Maybe they have a preference for hard, but they're both perfectly fine. But what if I'm a person, I am a feinschmecker, and I will not eat any apple unless it's mamish firm, right? And as far as I'm concerned, all the apples that are a little bit soft, they're psiles gumor, may as well throw them out. So who do we look at? So we'll get back to that question in a moment, but obviously that's very relevant. Now, it goes without saying that this question, again, of how you define something as min achad or shnei minim in light of the criteria we've been giving is very difficult. And great poskim have been uncertain about this for millennia, or at least centuries. For example, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Tesvav is unsure. Do you classify sweet versus sour apple? Sour apple doesn't mean like a crab apple. It means like a Granny Smith versus Golden Delicious, right? Is that considered min achad or shnei minim? Do we say, that's min achad, they're all apples. So one's green and one's yellow. He's unsure. Min achad or shnei minim. It's pasha to the Mishnah Berurah, though, for example, that boiled chicken versus roasted chicken is two minim. We don't say, it's chicken. Chicken's chicken. What do you care? What are you, a feinschmecker? You care about whether it's... No. There's a big difference. Boiled chicken and roasted chicken. So... Okay, well, like you said, what about white meat and dark meat? Let's talk about that, right? It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that that's going to actually be minachad, white meat and dark meat. That's minachad, that's not shnei minim. Because, what's my raya? Because he says, basar shel shnei minei of mechulakim are shnei minim. Turkey and chicken are two minim. But sounds like chicken and chicken, both roasted, dark meat and white meat, sounds like that's one min. Now, while I agree that was probably the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, the question becomes whether you could still apply that nowadays. What do I mean to say? That we have become far more picky. You know, now that the world is filled with foodies. So we've become more picky since the days of the Mishnah Berurah. For example, if you speak to Rabbi Willig and you ask him about white meat and dark meat, he said, I think most people are switch hitters. So is that still true? You go to the cafeteria and they bring big platters of white meat and dark meat, and like nobody seems to touch the white meat. All the dark meat is taken very quickly. And since it always seems like it's 70% white meat, it all gets thrown out. Because, I think it could be if you went to Stern, the opposite would happen. White meat is much leaner, kayadua. Dark meat is fattier. So these types of preferences change over time. And in one time, in one place, these are like insignificant differences. Even if a person has a small preference, I prefer this, I prefer that, but I'm a switch hitter. So the reality changes. So this particular question is debated by the poskim. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted. It's in a letter at the back of Maor HaShabbos. Those letters are actually very interesting, as being makel. As being machmir, I'm sorry. And if you look at the Chuvos Az Nidberu, I didn't see it inside, but I saw it cited, that it's min echad. And Rav Yashiv is also Mako, that it's min echad. And again, I think, there might be some machlokes here. And there might also be some difference in metzias. And after Rabbi Willig told me that he thinks it's min echad because most people are switch hitters, I told him about my experiences watching the calf and all that white meat getting thrown out every week. Somebody should tell them they should stop ordering white meat. But anyway, he agreed it's not pashit anymore. It's not pashit. Happens to be that the white meat, dark meat, shiloh, you could usually be machmir. But get your dark meat because, again, as we'll see in a moment, the Mishnah Berurah says when you're talking about a pile of things, you could take off the psoles if it's obstructing the ochel. And I think oftentimes that's the case over here. Not always. It sort of depends on how they're situated and the like. I think most of the time, anyway, you could usually grab the ochel from the psoles, even in the calf, You want a leg, a little piece is sticking out, you could probably get to it, or again, it's a pile. But it's not clear. Likewise, I think, this comes up. Well, if your heter is ochel from psoles, so then that works. What if you want to, let's say, separate them? You want to, for tomorrow, you want to take out one versus the other, so it's not... It's not alter. That's a little more complicated. But again, sometimes if it's for later use, let's say you want to warm up Shabbos morning, 8 o'clock, you're going to go to shul. You're not going to eat for 3 more hours, but you're putting it on the crock pot to warm up, so that's probably going to be la'alter, so it might be okay anyway. So oftentimes, even if you're going to be machmir in a white meat, dark meat shayla, which I think nowadays might be reasonable, because I think so many people are machbid. But usually you can solve your borer problem in a permissible way by avoiding the shaila. Now, obviously, to put Ray Willig said, if you have a miut hamatsui of fine schmeckers, then you have to worry about it. Miut she'eno matsui, you don't have to worry about, just because some foodies are very machbit about this, that's not enough. Of course, what's a miut hamatsui? So that also brings us back to our Yeruday days and the difficulty of defining. But if there's a significant portion of the population that's machbit about it, then you should treat it as two minim.
Rebbe saying one goes based on rove people, that's the maskana in that shayla.
No, if there's a miya hamatsui that are makbid, then you should treat it as two minim. Even if I'm not makbid, if it's a miya she'eno matsui that's makbid. So then you could treat it as one min, assuming you're not machbid. If you're machbid, we haven't addressed that yet. But assuming I'm not machbid, I'm a pinch hitter when it comes to white meat and dark meat.
Switch hitter,
thank you. I'm a switch hitter, but there's a miut hamatsui of people that are machbid. So then I should treat it as two minim.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is this chiluk coming from? Meaning it's not
all from the Tumas Hadashin.
Functionality?
Well, the functionality point is coming from, I guess, the Taz and the Maril, putting that together with the accepted practice of the Tumas Hadashin.
Meaning this...
That's a Taz gets the functionality distinction from saying that we want to paskin like the Tumas Hadashin and also paskin like the Maril.
I don't know. It sounds like... This all sounds very much like the Taz. It sounds like you're saying...
No. The Taz would say that if it's minachad, it's all the more so that it's boger. Most people...
But even the Taz is maskin. There has to be... You can't be just cutting a grape in half.
No, any time I'm makbid to separate,
right.
That's
so
awesome.
This is hakpada.
This is hakpada, yeah. So this is exactly the difference between the Taz and the way we baskin. According to the Taz, any time you're makbid, case closed, right? So I can't separate the white meat from the dark meat... Dark meat from the white meat, even though the whole world are switch hitters, right? And it's for sure minachad. Doesn't matter.
So mehechatesi, the fact that people have a hakpada that defines this.
So therefore, let's go back to the case that they debate, right? They debate the small pieces of the salmon versus the big pieces of the salmon, right? According to the Taz, aser. According to we paskin, mutter.
So, but mehechatesi, that the people's hakpada defines it as a separate min.
Mehechatesi,
that it doesn't.
I see.
We know that, right? We know from your right, the Tumas Hadashin is stels to Yerideh. So we're going to say tam makes it something else, and shame makes it something else. So where are we getting the concept that
happened? How could...
That's like tam. Like, that tam. Sarim don't have taste. Like, where you eat it to save it.
In other words, I think it's a svar pshuta, that if I see this as two different things, right? V'haraya makbid about it. And everybody's makbid about it. Then it is two things. How could... If it is the case that most people are makbid about white meat and dark meat, or... boiled chicken and roast chicken. Right? Everybody knows. Nobody likes the boiled chicken. I never knew why. I like boiled chicken. But anyway. Most people, they will not like Rachmana Litzlan to serve the soup chicken on Friday night. Nope. You have to make your chicken soup with chicken, set the chicken aside and roast different chicken and serve it. That's one man. Chicken is a chicken. Answer is no, because people are makbid.
Don't call it what you want. So this is what you don't.
Okay. Now,
but that's a different shayla than saying.
Okay.
Let's. Let's get back to that point in 1 minute. Now, let's say I am. Okay. Let's make a point here. And here is a very important point that, let's say we're dealing with something that is one min, but it's different qualities. So in the example of Mishnah Berurah, there's lettuce. Some of the lettuce is a little bit wilted, but it's not Chalei D'Etzach, and some of the lettuce is nice, good, firm lettuce. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that even though that's going to be Aser, because it's 2 minutes wilted lettuce, you're makshid about it, but if it's edible, then it's considered one. It's only a Bora Derabanan Shaila. As long as it's Roi B'Shas Adchak. So wilted lettuce, assuming it's Roi B'Shas Adchak, is going to be not Bora Deraisa. It's considered Min Echad. Midrabanan were Machmir to treat it as a different Min. Now that distinction is only true when it's really one min. In other words, we also paskin, as we talked about last time, like Tosfos, that when you're talking about two minim, then subjective preferences make it borer deoraisa, if it's two minim, right? If there's peanuts and raisins, and I like peanuts and I don't like raisins, the raisins are psoles and the peanuts are ochal. And if I took the raisins from the peanuts, that would be borer deoraisa psoles from ochal. Why? Because peanuts and raisins are certainly two minim. Whereas when it's one min, like the wilted lettuce and the good lettuce, it's one min, and the psoles is nachal ed chak, then it's only an iser derabanan. It is aser, but it's an iser derabanan. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes from earlier sources, and that's going to be very important in a lot of these questions, because a lot of these questions, that's really what we're dealing with, and if you're dealing with a derabanan shaila, we might be more willing to be Mako. Now, let's go back to our question of where you have one min, and most people aren't makbid, but some people are makbid, right? So let's talk about the apple case, right? You have the sour apples, like Granny Smith apples, and sweet apples, like golden delicious apples, and I happen to I won't eat a sour apple, no matter what. So the Prima Gadim is Machmir. Rav Eliyashiv, quoted in Ayin Mishulash, is Mako. In other words, as long as lots of people love both types of apples, even though there are some people, occasional people, the way Rav Willig would say, Miyacheno Matsui, of people that hate it, so then, Batla Daitam. And for me, it's considered, it's mutter. But if there are lots of people that are makbid, so then it should be considered two minim. Now, as I said, that nowadays, and the truth is, Rav Eliyashiv says that the Prima Gadim agrees to him. So I didn't think that was the pashtus in the Prima Gadim. So Prima Gadim is Mishpato Zav Sifkan Beis. And if you want to look at Rav Eliyashiv, it's an Ayil Mishulash Vav Ha'ara Nun Dalid. Let's say, going back to the case we were talking about before, of hard fruit versus softer fruit. So, if I'm unwilling to eat soft fruit, then it would be usser to take out the soft fruit. But for someone who doesn't care so much, they would be able to separate the hard and the soft fruit even for later. And again, this is only relevant when it comes to min echad. What about chicken and skin of the chicken? So, again, I think if you look back at older times and some of the older Sfarim, it used to be that like feinschmeckers wouldn't eat skin, and like everybody normal would eat skin. And therefore, skin was considered min echad. Nowadays, I think that's not so pashut anymore. There are lots of people that won't eat skin. So we can't just say batla daitam anymore, even if they're the miut. Now, we'll see later on, there's sometimes a heter, like for peeling, that it's yefshir binyan acher. If you can't access the ochel any other way, you could take souls from ochel alter, like peeling an orange. But that's not really true for chicken and skin. It's easy enough to cut it and always get the ochel from soles. So that's not going to be a good kula. I saw that Rav Rimon is still makel. He says that you could combine two things. Number one is maybe it's min echad, because there are lots of people that do eat the skin. And moreover, it's not at all clear that there's a taroves. As we'll see a little later, there's going to be a big debate whether when one thing is on top, piled on top of another, whether that's a taroves. But at the very least, lugabe. So there's a difference between whether it's attached or not, and what we'll get there. To what degree it comes off? I don't know. I don't think
it doesn't
cooked.
Fall off when you turn
sure
it around.
Does. If you pick up a piece of, depending a little bit on how it's cooked, but a lot of times, if you pick up the chicken, the skin will fall right off.
His mother makes very hard.
No, you're right. It does depend. In other words, with like a chicken that's been roasted for a long time, that won't be true. It'll be much more like a peel. Chicken that's cooked less, or certainly boiled or cooked in other ways with more liquid, it will be true. So that's what he's made of. Okay. Now,
really?
Yes.
Aren't all these shaylos of the Rabbanim according to the Mishnah Berurah?
As long as we can be considered that min echad, yeah.
But if you're going to tell me that...
Let's remember, by the way, we're about to, in just a couple of minutes, we're back to the other half of the Russian, where he says that the reason why he's machmir in the end of the day with the two types of fish is because it's a deraisa shayla. Even though he thinks really... it's not really a taroves and you could be makel, but since it's a deraisa shayla, you have to be machmir for two types of fish, because that's because it's clearly two minim.
Meaning, if the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell you that something which is only nechal adi adchak, because like a piece of lettuce.
Min echad, where it's nechal adi adchak, is a derabanan shayla.
But according to what we're saying, that should be base minim, because lechard is like a rubber the alma people who would like only eat the.
I think that's right. I think that skin from the chicken is only the Rabbanan shayla.
No, in the case of lettuce, or whatever, the case that Rebbe described.
The case of lettuce, where you have wilted lettuce, it's nechal adi adchak.
According to what we were saying, that's pashut.
It's lettuce. It's all lettuce.
But it's lettuce, so I can say the same thing. This is also chicken.
It's a Rabbanan shayla. Mid Rabbanan, we treat them as two minim. I agree. Midrabbanan, we
so
treat
the same
it as
thing should be with the chicken and the matzah and everything. That should only maximum be a midrabbanan shayla.
As long as that's correct. In other words, if the only distinction between the good and the bad is one of kepeda of that sort, like lettuce. Lettuce is all lettuce, but some lettuce, you know, I prefer one type over the other. So then it's a midrabbanan shayla. Absolutely correct. And I agree with you.
And why are we saying that potentially chicken and its skin would be different?
No, I think I agree. Chicken and skin is the Rabbanan Shaila. As opposed to, let's say, the Truma Sedashin's case. What does the Truma Sedashin say? He says, look, salmon and flounder are two minim. That we know from your day. That's for sure two minim. So now I have a Shaila, though. Is it a Taraivis or not? Because the pieces are big. Since it's two minim, it's a Daraisa Shaila. And so far, I'm going to have to be Machmir. Because there's a Shash Daraisa. I'm not sure if it's a Taraivis or not. A Daraisa Shaila, I'm going to be Machmir. But almost all the questions that we've been having are going to be on the Daraisa level, Minachad.
Why is it? Isn't very quite different than the lettuce case? The lettuce case, I'll eat the not so good lettuce, Bitoris lettuce, as opposed to the skin. I'm not going to eat it, Bitoris chicken. I'll eat it.
What do you mean, Bitoris chicken?
The skin is not chicken.
The only reason you're being halal between the chicken and the skin is because of your hypoda. How can you call
it completely different food?
Yeah, I don't know. I disagree.
It is chicken.
I think that I am, generally speaking, I eat the skin. Right? Maybe I'm not so. So I go ahead and. I don't usually, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but I don't necessarily remove the skin. And I eat them together. And not only that, but it's all chicken, right? There's some chicken. It's not like I'm eating a taroves of chicken and skin.
Yeah, no,
it's all chicken, the skin. Even if there's a little bit of leftover skin, I'm going to eat it, that skin.
Me looked up on the internet that in ancient times they used to sell the skin by itself. So that's where he's coming from.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Grieben.
Donnie, when you have an apple, so you're going to say the apple peel and the apple are two different minim?
If one was machmir, it was 100% two different minim, absolutely. Would you consider an orange peel? And yes, of course it is two different minim.
Orange peels are edible, and nobody bites into an orange.
If you're machmir, then you're machmir. It's not part of the food.
No, if I was machmir, because I prefer the taste of like the flesh of an apple, I went ahead and ate the peel anyway. I'm eating a Petoris apple. I'm not eating a Petoris apple peel, but I also have to...
That's your machmir.
Even if I really, really preferred apple
from
flesh.
From ancient times.
Even if when I was a little kid and I preferred my bread without crust. So I still ate the crust for Torah's bread. I didn't eat it for Torah's... it's a part of the food that you don't like as much. It's a part of the...
That's exactly correct. If it is a part of the food. If it's not...
So the same thing by a chicken skin. It's a part of the chicken.
That is a psychological mechlukas.
Right. Okay. Let's say I have chicken soup and I want to have the vegetables for the main course and the broth for the first course. So I want to separate them. I want to separate them with... I don't want to take out the vegetables for later. Right now, I just want the broth. I want to take the vegetables out. Is that mutter?
Cool.
So, Rav Moshe, it's quoted in Rabbi Eider's Sefer Ha'ara Kuf Mem Ches, is machmir. Since I'm eating the soup first, that's what I'm interested in now. Now I want clean soup, plain broth. So that's considered breira. Rav Al Yashiv, quoted in Ayin Meshulash. Also, Orcho Shabbos Harevav says, nah. I want to eat both. I just want to eat one first and one second. That's considered Bor L'Achila L'Alter. Okay?
I have to assume, for the Russians who don't think on everything he said today, that there must be some other understanding that he has on here. Not that like it just happens to be, maybe he's a Prima Gunn differently. No?
If you read the Helmut Shulash, you'll see he's Makel throughout, or like you said.
Except for all of the shilas where he's doing machmir by in the Ayil Mishalash by in the case of like you can't scatter things and like you can't pick something up and try it and put it away.
I didn't get to that yet.
So no, I do think you're right. In other words, I think there's a but I still don't know to the degree to which it's a fundamental machlokas or in the principles they're agreeing. And they're just drawing the line in a different place. Yeah, they're consistent since he draws the line 3 degrees to the right of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. So they're going to debate over many issues.
Why is it for Moshe Osser?
asking for the same meal?
Yeah, I think he's saying that.
I'm thinking that Borel Alter also. Wouldn't that also be defined as Ocho?
Yeah, but Solis from Ocho. I want the soup now. I'm taking out the vegetables. So
I want the vegetables for later. So isn't that Ocho for later?
No, so that's what he's saying. In other words, and I hear what you're saying. The answer is that right now, as I am about to eat the soup course, the vegetables are psoilus for me. And therefore it's usher. Let's be clear. There is one question of the heter of la'alter. And we say for that meal, everything is considered la'alter. So, but la'alter is only matir if it's ocho from psoilus. So he's saying, I agree this is la'alter, but it's psoilus from ocho. Because the fact that I'm going to want to eat this in 15 minutes doesn't make it ochal now. Right now, it's two minim, and I want one, I don't want the other, right? So, he's saying, so that's psalas from ochal. It's true, in 15 minutes I'm going to want it, right? But right now, I don't want it. So right now, for me, before the soup course, the vegetables are psalas. Again, he's not, it will be la'alter, but it's la'alter psalas me'ochal, which is aser. You have to take the soup from the vegetables. You can't take the vegetables from the soup, which is, of course, a lot harder. I mean, depends, but could be a lot harder. Right? In other words, you're asking, you're saying, but don't we paskin that the whole meal is la'alter? Yeah, of course we do. That's la'alter. But la'alter isn't enough. You need ochel from psoilus. The question is, can you say that the fact that I'm going to eat this in this meal makes it ochel? So they're both ochel. Right, it's, so it's both when it's la'alter and ochel from ochel, that's okay. So the mekilim say this is la'alter ochel from ochel, no problem. The machmirim say no, this is li'alter, but psolas from ochel. Similar question that comes up very commonly in our house is let's say I don't like celery in my soup, so I got the soup with celery in it. So am I allowed to give it to my mother sitting next to me? She likes celery, or at least. So can I take out the celery, psoilus, and give it to her? Put it in her bowl, because I'm giving it for her to eat. But my ikar kavana is to get rid of, for me, celery is psoilus, right? So I saw the deer shoot discusses this. Shlomo Zalman is makel. Nissen Kravelitz is unsure. He's machmir for sure if you don't know anybody wants it. I take out the celery. Say, who wants celery? I don't know if maybe nobody wants it. Then you have to be machmir. If somebody else wants it, unsure. But Shlomo Zalman is meiko. The Pashtus is saying, in other words, if this is being separated and for somebody else, it's ochel, and I'm taking out them, giving it to them, it's ochel, how could you say that's psalms from ochel? Okay, good. So anyway, all of our discussions since we started Trumas Hadeshin, all about what's considered minachat or shnei minim, right? What's the other issue that the Trumas Hadeshin brings up is what's considered a taroves, right? Like we said before, if it's not a taroves, it's mutter. So the case Trumas Hadeshin is dealing with is a bunch of pieces of fish or whatever they are on a platter. Is that considered a taroves? So he writes that when there are shnei minim shenikarim behafradasam chatichos gedolos shemunachem yachad, it's a problem. He says that there's like a tzad lahaka. In other words, you could definitely hear that the case that he was talking about, the different pieces of fish on the platter, could be mutter because they're so distinct. But it's a deraisa shayla. So you have to be machmir. That's what he concludes. And as we said, the Rama quotes this in Sif Gimel. So you have to be machmir. But, as we said, and the Achronim point out, that you have to draw the line somewhere. And in a place where they're clearly not a taroves, even the Rama, even the Trumas Hadeshin would be moda. So for example, the Aruch HaShulchan and Yud Zayin writes that pieces of chicken or fish or whatever they are will be a taroves only if there's a bunch of them, right? He writes, Aval b'dalad v'hei chaticho shenotel echad o shnayim lo mikri breira. V'harei zehu maisim b'chol yom. Shemeviyem al akara basar behema v'tarnagoles. Devadahim shnei minim. V'notelas habaylas habayas hatarnagoles mea ke'ara latznia l'shabes achris. Well, you're supposed to save the better food for Shabbos day. That's why she's taking the meat. Uve'emes im anu bayin ladun din breira b'chol shnei minei ma'achalim af shemuatim heim lo shavki chayei v'chalila lo markein. So, you have a big pile of silverware. Maybe that's a problem. But you have in your hand a fork, a knife, and a spoon. You're not going to say, oh, that's a tarifas. No. Okay, great. So the question, of course, is how do you apply this? Very, very difficult. The Bir Halacha writes, Aviyoser nira dafilu iser drabanan lo shaykhul zekhid mashma lajna rama vashulchan aruch yukam rahi lefana v'chulei me'uravim mashma aval ein me'uravim lo shaykh shem borer b'mesha mesalek min echad me'chavero. So as long as they're not me'uravim, it's always going to be mutter. So how do you define me'uravim? So Rav Nissen Karelitz is quoted in Dirshu number 15 and saying, we look at Einei Bnei Adam, also Rav Osner there. Now, of course, there will be cases where everybody agrees it's not a taroves, and everybody agrees that it is a taroves, and there'll be lots of cases where half the people in this room will say, that's a taroves, and half the people will say, it's not a taroves. I'll give you some of the practical examples that the post can discuss. Tshuvas Az Nidberu and Neshvisa Shabbos say like this. The Shir Shabbos quoting the Az Nidberu is quoting the Shir Shabbos. He says, Motor Lahoti Mayim Mi Beitzim O Lehepech. Right? You have you boiled eggs before Shabbos. So you want to take the eggs out with a slotted spoon. Right? So it's a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach, let's assume for the moment. But it's not a Taroves, it's Motor. Do you really see the water and the eggs as a taroves? Nah. Give me a break. You have a matzah ball in your soup. Nah. You have fish in fish sauce. That's not a taroves. It's mutter to use a kli. Use a kli to take out the fish from the fish sauce. Why? It's not a bower. It's not a taroves. What is? If it's tedious, if it's small pieces, then it is. So, for example, you could, you have a can of sardines. For those of you who don't know, sardines are little fish. So, you have a can of sardines, common Shalashidus food. So, you open up the can, and the sardines are in oil, right? There's, I don't know, four or five sardines in this can in oil. Whole sardines. That's not a taroves. They're not mixed with the oil. You could take out, you could drain the oil from the can, right? Obviously, you could take the sardines from the oil. That's pashat. But you could drain the oil from the sardines. But let's say you have tuna in oil, where it's all mixed in, the cheaper types of tuna. So that, for sure you can't. The tuna's really mixed into the oil. You'd have to take the tuna from the oil. You couldn't drain the oil from the tuna. I think it's okay to take pickles and brine. Pickle juice is not taroves. You could drain them. But olives, not so clear.
Why?
They're so small. There's like 1,000. There's 6 pickles in a can of pickles. There's 200 olives and a can of olives. Less clear. So you could use those kalim. What? Yeah, in a hanami. A barrel of pickles would be different than a can of pickles. There's no question, and that's exactly what the Archa Shulchan says. In other words, the more you're dealing with, the bigger the things can constitute a tarovas. Right? On my table in front of me, I have a wallet and three phones and two computers, but everything is so spread out, it's clearly not a tarovas. But 100 phones in a box, that is a tarovas. Again, these are obviously very difficult to define. Even when it is a tarovas, if let's say the liquid on top is distinct, like let's say the olives, there's like an inch of liquid before you get to the combination of the brine, and it's very that would be okay. That's not a tarovas. Because the inch of liquid on top is not meruv with the olives.
But it's like part of the rest of this case.
Well, I don't think so. I think there's two different things.
Meaning if you, let's say, opened that, it was a can of olives. You open up the can.
It's a can of olives, there's not a big gap. I'll tell you where it comes up in those Israeli olive kalim. I don't know what they're called, but they're very common in Israel. Everybody in Israel has these things. There's this jar, and you take the jar, the can of olives, and you dump it into this thing, and then you pull it up when you want to eat your olives, and that's it's like a filter, and the olives come up, so it's a kli. It's mamish borer b'kli. It happens to be ochel from soles, but it's borer b'kli. So that's a problem, I think. But if you used it for pickles, maybe not. Use it for olives, I think yes. If you wanted to pour off. But in those kalim, especially after you've taken half the olives out already, you'll have 2 or 3 inches of just plain olive brine on top. You wanted to take that off. That would be fine. Take a ladle and take out that. I don't think that 3 inches of olive brine on top is me'urav with the olives. But once you get towards the bottom, it is.
The case of
give me another example. Yes, exactly. That's from the Gemara. The Gemara's example.
Do you like olive and water, right? Oil.
So let's give an example. That's okay. That's not a Maisa Borer. But the Mishnah Berurah talks about that case. Mishnah Berurah talks about milk. Now all of our milk is homogenized. It's not really relevant. But in the olden days, the fat would float to the cream would float to the top of the milk. And it's still true for lots of other things nowadays, like a salad dressing or gravy or the like. So let's say you have, you're right, you made a real yeshivish challah. So there's like a half an inch of that oil on top. But then you realize that some of your guests might be grossed out. So you want to take out the psoles, right, the oil, that's garbage. And take it out. So Mishnah Berurah says that's a problem. But Rav Moshe says that let's say you cook milk, right? Kayadua, when you cook milk, there's there's this hardened, I don't know what it's called. There's a
milk film.
Film on top, right? It hardens, right? When you make hot cocoa, you see it. If you don't mix it while you're making, on top, this film on top. Rav Moshe says that's distinct from the milk. It's okay. What's the difference between that? And he's moded to the Mishnah Berurah by the cream. Because the cream, since they're both liquids, the cream and the milk, so even though one floats to the top, they're me'urav. Masha'en kain, that film that forms on top, which is basically a solid, is not me'urav, it's distinct. So I'll give an example. Yogurts, right? Yogurts have on top the whey that floats to the top. Right? Different depends on the types of yogurt. Let's say the Danon yogurts, right? Or if you're in Israel, Lebens or sour cream will have that stuff. So it happens to be that the stuff that floats to the top of the Lebens and the yogurts is very healthy. You shouldn't throw it out. It's the whey, it's high protein, it's good. But anyway, let's say you don't like that. You don't care about whey. You don't lift weights. And so for you this is garbage, this stuff on top of the Danon yogurt. So do you say that's like the Mishnah Berurah's case? Of the cream that floats to the top. So no, I think it's mutter. I think that's like Rav Moshe's case of the film that forms on top of the cooked milk, which is because it's distinct. It's really not me'urav. If you wanted to pour off that that whey from the top of your yogurt and throw it out instead of mixing it in, I think that would be okay. Take a look. The Shemir Shabbos, I don't know, he might be Machmir about that. Paragimel Sufya Tess. Anyway, but I think in light of Rav Moshe would be Mutter. I think Rav Yimon might make that point. Again, this gets up to the issue of the mixtures at the point of contact. Let's just finish with one last very important example, and then we'll get to it. So let's say cantaloupe, honeydew. So you cut open, the first step is you cut it open, and there's this big pile of seeds in the middle. So those are not meruv. Those are not meruv with the cantaloupe. It's pashat those you could get rid of. You have to deal with muksa issues. Okay, shake it off. Or something like that. So, right, that's a good solution. So good. So I think there's no... But the problem is, okay, so I took out the most of the seeds, but there's always a couple of loners left. Right? Is that usher? Right? Do I have to sort of take ochel from solus with it? You could probably be, if you're machmir not chayla, you can scoop it out and take some cantaloupe along with it. We talked about that the earlier shiur. Whether you say it like the chazonish, because it's not meruv with the rest, it's only meruv with that point, like the fly spoon question. But do you have to do that? Or can I just, you know, do what I would normally do, which is, I don't know, take a spoon or a knife or something like that and knock off the... the seeds. So I think Rosh Hashanah Zalman is meiko. I really thought you could be so meichan Rosh Hashanah Zalman that there's no tyroves between three or four seeds and a half a watermelon. They're so distinct and identifiable, and they're not attached. It's not like so there's makom lahakel in there. No, we're talking about a cantaloupe. Watermelon, Shlomo Zalman is also, even though the velt is machmi, you know, everybody knows that, you know, if there's one halacha, everybody knows from Boer, it's you have to spit the seeds out, right? Shlomo Zalman says that the surface watermelon seeds are also, same thing, they're not really me'urav with the rest. In other words, just like a seed on the surface, it would be the same thing. Now, Baruch Hashem, nobody eats watermelon with seeds anymore, so all these shilas went away. Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman, if you want, it's cited in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Paragimel Haaretz Adi Dalet. There are machmirim on that shayla. Rav Nissen Karelitz quoted in Dirshu Note 15. Again, I think the reason why Rosh Hashanah Zalman's makel, it's different than a seed, is the question is whether it's connected or not. But we'll have to get back to that another time. I guess there's one last point. Other examples that, because they're nicker, are not a taroves, I think that's true, relevant for Sfarim, oftentimes, right? Nobody would say that there's a taroves of Sfarim on the shelf, because it's nicker. It's nicker. Assuming it is nicker, you could tell which masechta it is. Or the like. All right, we'll talk next time about piles as far as employee, and we'll start with that next time. Okay.